fear most in football staring you right in the face?
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Bears training camp coverage on The Score is presented by Chevy Drive Chicago and the number one draft pick, the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Let's go. Grody is at Halas Hall. He was there today. He files this report. Hello, Groats.
Let's go is right, Lawrence and Matt. We are back, and it feels good. Report day out here at Halas Hall for training camp 2025. Ben Johnson's first camp as the top dog. That's going to be a lot of the buzz here early on. The first practice is tomorrow morning, bright and early, 8 a.m. They're making it hard on everybody. No, that's cool. I like the sort of 9-to-5 day. So that's what's going on out here. But there is news that I want to start with you guys. And that is centering on Jalen Johnson. As everybody knows, or maybe you don't know, Jalen Johnson was placed on the NFI list, the non-football injury list. He suffered a leg injury while training, according to the GM, Ryan Poles. Ryan Poles went on to say that for Jalen Johnson, it will be, quote, a few weeks before he is able to talk about returning. Ryan Poles also said that he's not overly concerned that this is a long-term injury. And, of course, everybody should be a little bit concerned when your best defensive player is out. Now, I want to be very careful here with what I'm about to say about Jalen Johnson, because this is just things that go through reporters' minds when something like this happens. Dan Weider and I just recorded the Take the North podcast, and we went back and looked something up back in the year 2022. Roquan Smith was still with the Chicago Bears. Roquan Smith checks in to training camp. We knew that he was not happy with his contract. The next day, he was placed on the PUP list, the physically unable to perform list. Now, I'm not saying, and neither is Dan, that this has anything to do with the Jalen Johnson uttering those comments to Seth Rollins, who was filling in on the Rich Eisen show in regards to Jalen Johnson's contract. But it's just so, like, honestly, this borders, guys, on jaded reporter minds, thinking like going back to that and thinking about that. So I don't think that that's what this is, because I just can't imagine that after getting, and people don't know what I'm talking about, Jalen Johnson was kind of making, like, sounded coy about some of these other cornerbacks passing him up. He was top five in cornerbacks at the way they're paid, and now he's like top 15. So he made, you know, offhand comments like, oh man, maybe I need to revisit these questions about my contract. I don't think this is what it is, guys, but that's the kind of stuff that goes through reporters' minds. And when you look back, literally, I was gathered around Weider's computer, and we were going through some of the exact quotes from 2022. And it was the very next day that Roquan was placed on PUP. I hope that's not what's going on with Jalen Johnson.
So we had a good conversation earlier about many things regarding this day, and among them was whether to be concerned with Jalen Johnson and the leg injury and a few weeks. And I am markedly not concerned if it's something physical, because, you know, we're very far away from games that matter, and Jalen is a dude.
Not that far away.
We're pretty far away. But anyway, so we have a little bit of a disagreement there. But if it was something like Grody's talking about, then of course I'd be concerned. I'd be annoyed and all of that. I don't think it is. Lawrence, do you think it is?
I don't think it's that. I think that it probably is an injury. And I know that Jalen had been out in the community a lot lately. I know that Caitlin Sharkey got an interview with him. I think Cassie Carlson did too at his camp. So,
because that would suck, man. It, like, making it about him when, like, on a,
when things are getting ready to turn.
Yeah, that would really, really suck.
It would. I don't
want to preemptively indict him either. It's just what goes through our minds as all three of us here in this conversation. We've all covered the Bears, whether from a hosting chair or from a locker room view, for decades.
Yeah, it would. What goes through my mind is a guy being hurt and the general manager saying a few weeks. Like, that's a few weeks could mean he misses those joint practices.
It's
scary when you're talking about a guy that is changing defenses, that even though I know he knows what to do in those defenses, there's a difference between knowing it and drilling it and repping it. And any time that's missed in that installation of a new defense, to me, is unsettling.
Understood. Well, I think we'll have a few weeks for you to try and get me to Concern Town, and I'll see.
Well,
as the mayor of Worry Town, can get me to rent.
If we get to a place a few weeks from now where it doesn't look like he's going to rejoin them and be like full go immediately, I think a lot of people are going to be buying houses over in Worry Town.
I have no plans to invest at this point. Mark Grody, Caleb Williams talked. We got to talk Caleb and Ben and Poles and everybody. Take us to the sound.
We got a lot of good stuff to sift through here. And I'll just say, like, one of my goals was today, especially with the sound from Caleb Williams. Look, I wanted to get past the "we're excited, we're here, yay, yay, yay." All that stuff happened. It's another year. He's excited. He's ready to go. This is year two. He wants to be elite. All that stuff. But let's get right into it with Caleb Williams. This man was sacked 68 times last year, and guess what? Caleb Williams was very specific on what he needs to do better from his end to prevent all of those sacks.
Yeah, part of it is, you know, my footwork and that lining up with the play. And that helps accelerate the clock for me. The other part is being decisive and, you know, making a decision. And then the other part is also taking what the defense gives me, you know, not trying to find that big play every time and be the young cat and, you know, want to go and, you know, get that big play, you know, big scramble play or anything like that. Sometimes it's just the check down over the ball, the flat, you know, the second read that, you know, may not be, you know, something more than 5 yards.
Sounds good right now. Sounds like a dude who's realizing his own issues as they have contributed to sacks. Yes.
Groats, how do you feel about that?
I thought it was very interesting that he was that specific about those three things. What that says to me is, and it's not like we didn't hear that those kinds of things uttered in some organization last year or some sort of realm, but it sounds like footwork, decisiveness, and take what the D gives you is something of a motto from Ben Johnson. And we heard some of that last year, too, with the, hey, man, you can't play hero ball all the time. And again, you don't want to take away that kind of stuff. You're going to still see him flinging the ball. You're still going to see him off schedule. You're going to still see him doing daring things. But it sounds like they are starting to really drill those three things into him. And the footwork is something that was persistent throughout the whole day from everybody we talked to about Caleb.
He sounds good, man. He sounds like he's getting coached hard and he likes it. And he's like ready to accept some responsibility here and deal with it. We'll see what happens.
That's funny.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, Speaks, it's funny that you brought up the hard coaching thing, because I specifically asked him that today about the hard coaching and, you know, is this, you know, be careful what you wish for type of thing. Is it jarring at all? And he basically said, no, I've had lots of hard coaching in my life. So he's still, Speaks, he's still embracing that.
Yeah. Well, walk us through some of the things that he needs to know.
Yeah, well, one thing that Ben Johnson talked about was, you know, giving players homework. And he gave Caleb Williams homework, and Ben didn't really share with us the specifics of the homework that he gave Caleb Williams, but guess what? Caleb Williams did share with us the specifics on the homework that he was given. And listen carefully, because again, we're about to hear Caleb Williams be really specific at one point on something specific again that he needs to work on.
Part of the homework is, some of it was footwork. You know, some of it was not necessarily homework, but just, you know, helping guideline the off season and, you know, what, you know, could, get through the playbook, you know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, hour each day. You know, it's 24 hours a day. If you can't give up an hour or 30 minutes of your day to go over the playbook, you know, you probably shouldn't be in this position. So it's just small things like that. But, you know, homework wise, it was mainly the footwork and then some left kind of short throws that, you know, in OTAs I was missing. And so worked on those every single day that I threw, and then, you know, worked on my footwork every single day that I, you know, was out there also.
Kids short got, throws to the left.
Kids got a lot of work to do. And this is a time to do it. And he's like, man, you watch that quarterback show, Kirk Cousins sitting there with his like massive notebook of stuff that he's going through.
The obsessive compulsiveness of NFL quarterbacks is on full display.
Yeah, and you got to do it every day like that. So if that was something that Caleb needed to learn, that like 30 minutes every day, 1 hour every day, you want to be great at this or not? Let's go.
And eventually he's going to find that it's even more than that.
I'm sure.
Yeah, if he wants to reach all these lofty goals, Lawrence. I mean, like, he talks about wanting to be not just good, but great. You know, he talked again today about wanting to throw for 4,000 yards, and the goal is to be have a 70% completion rate. These things don't come if you're not working your ass off. And I think that Caleb Williams, I think he understands, or he's starting to understand, that those are the directions that he has to go in. The other thing from Caleb Williams, one more thing on just like specific things that he's working on or trying to get better at. Williams talked about the pre-snap procedure. Is it getting any better?
Yeah, the pre-snap procedure is, I mean, it goes from how fast I can get the call to get it to them as fluid and, you know, smooth as possible. And then being able to get up to the ball and get going. And, you know, if we have checks and alerts, it's not always having to, you know, maybe run through the whole cadence. It's like, all right, we see it. I know what's about to happen. You know, get to the next play. Let's get it going. Because that's one of our best friends, is being able to get up to the, you know, get up to the line, you know, make whatever we need to make, and then get rolling and put the defense on the heels.
It's the window dressing part of their offense in Detroit is critical to their success, that they want to make the defense think one thing and then punch them in the face with another. So I love that. And that was part of the conversation you guys were having with Caleb last year, when the idea of the getting the cadence right and yeah, using it as a weapon. We saw that Aaron Rodgers used that thing to get 5 yards when he needed it against the Bears whenever he wanted to. You want to see Caleb get to that point too, where he can steal some yards if he has to. And another thing, not that we keep going back to quarterback, but that's something else that we saw Jared Goff do inside of that documentary. So, yes, like I love hearing him talk about these things.
And guess what? Stay tuned, Lawrence, ooh, because at the end of this update, we are going to hear what Caleb Williams thinks about the Netflix quarterback show.
How about Thunderbirds? How about Thunderbirds? Oh, yeah, talking Thunderbirds. About Thunderbirds?
Poor Ben Johnson gets up there today and says, everybody seen the Netflix special Thunderbirds? Crickets.
No.
No.
It's all right,
no,
though.
No. We haven't seen it. We have not seen that. But that's all coming up. All right. One of the big things that we're all going to be watching out here is the left tackle competition. And yes, by the way, Braxton Jones and Colston Loveland have been cleared to practice tomorrow. There's probably going to be a bit of a ramp up, but they are supposedly good to go. So Ben Johnson was asked today, guys, does Braxton Jones have the leg up in this competition? Because he is, believe it or not, young Braxton Jones is a veteran now, guys.
Yeah, I would like to think his experience will help him, but we're coming in with blank slates right now, and so they're just because a guy's played and another guy hasn't in this league, we're going to let the competition play out, and we'll see where it goes.
How challenging is it to juggle a three-man competition at left tackle? Like, two seems pretty basic. You split the reps. Braxton needs some time. You give him some time, but is three more challenging if you're all three?
It's why everything's going to matter. Every play matters. It all is going to matter as we go through this thing. And so I can't tell you I've been through a three-man race before. And so each play is going to be evaluated, and they got to take full advantage of each opportunity that they get.
We should expect to see Darnell Wright in
in this mix at left tackle, like at some point?
Our plan is to keep Darnell at the right side right now.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So he's not part of the competition then?
For the left side?
Yeah.
I'd say Karan's still part of that. Okay. Yep.
So good stuff, Grody, to get the clarity. Karan Amagaji will get the time as Braxton Jones is ramping up. And then I predict...
Say it like you mean it.
Karan will be kicked to the curb or the swing or something as Braxton and Ozzy Trapillo are locked and loaded as a two-man competition eventually.
Who else?
I still think... Karan or Darnell Wright has a better chance of playing left tackle than Karan Amagaji. I think you're right about that, Spiegs. It's interesting, man. I mean, I think there's a healthy debate going on right now between Braxton Jones and Ozzy Trapillo on who will get the start or who should get the start. I think in the ideal world, of course, it's Trapillo, but in a season in which it is, God, I don't know if I want to use the word must win for the Bears, but it must be competent. It must give your quarterback every opportunity to sprout and to be good. And is that with the veteran Braxton Jones,
which
I lean towards, or is it the rookie Trapillo who might be better?
They got to run the ball, man. They got to figure out who they can run the ball with, who they can have a functional offense with. It's a blank slate. I love that it's a blank slate.
If I'm Ozzie Trapillo, I feel good about the idea that my coach is going to give me a chance to win that job.
Absolutely. And the pressure is on Braxton to show that you can play this position well enough to make the coach believe in you in all the facets. This will be good stuff, just getting rolling.
Yeah, because now it's the first time really that it's real with Braxton. Like, there's an expectation. And again, there was an expectation last year, too, and then Braxton Jones was injured for a lot of it. But this is for real, man. This ain't the first year of the rebuild where we're all watching in the Walter Payton Center, and all of a sudden Tevin Jenkins is second string, and there he goes to the for Braxton Jones goes to let. We're all like, what the hell is going on here? You could afford to do those things when you were in the midst of a rebuild. Now it's real. So we're going to see how this all plays out. On the defensive side of the ball, guys, we were again treated to the presence of Grady Jarrett. Who ideally will be your three technique. Here's the interesting part about Grady Jarrett today. This is his 11th year in the league. Listen to this guy. He does not sound like a guy who is going to accept many veteran days off. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, for sure. I think the key is not ramping up. It's the key is going, you know, balls to the wall every day. And I think that's what's really helped me in my longevity is just going hard day in and day out. And this is the time where you really callous your body, get it right to be able to, so you can go sustain a long season and be healthy, because this is going to be the hardest time of the season. Well, you should make this the hardest time of the season, because you'll be able to got physically, from a physical standpoint, the demands throughout the week won't be as heavy as us throughout the week until we get to the game day. So this is the time where you know, it's time to get hard, time to really challenge yourself, whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally, and you really push yourself to see how far you can go. And when the time do come and that game time do come, you know what you got in the tank, what you got in the trunk to go reach back and get the job done, you know. So it's up to us to really push ourselves daily and not really not reserve nothing, not ramp up. Obviously there's sports science to it. I mean, I'm not talking recklessness, but I'm saying from the mindset and the effort standpoint, why not put your best foot forward every day and let the rest take care of itself?
Oh, hell yeah.
If you look at Grady Jarrett and his career, 2023, he was injured and only played 8 games. But if you look at him since 2019, 16 games, 16 games, 17 games, 17 games, 8 games, 17 games last season.
You know why? Because he knows when it's time to get hard. That's August. It's July and August.
It's very important.
Anybody can get it, man. We ready. We're going to be coming.
Danny's really? Yeah.
We're flirting. We're flirting. We're flirting with a line.
Flirting with what?
And again, for some of our listeners, it may take 30 to 35 minutes once you take the medicine. You know what I mean?
But if it takes 4 hours,
then consult your doctor.
Call a doctor immediately.
But if
do it. If,
obviously.
I mean,
obviously.
Radiothon.
If listening to Grady Jarrett didn't make you want to post an eggplant emoji for multiple reasons, then you're not a football fan.
Anybody can get it, man. We ready.
Yeah, anybody can get it.
It's coming for you, man.
God.
Just be ready.
He's so good at this because it's his 11th year. So he's so good at giving us one after another after another. God love
him. He was asked the little bit of context. I know we don't like context around here, but a little bit of context to that was he was asked, like, is there a quarterback in the division or in the league that you want to get after? And then he said what he said. So
everybody can get it.
Anybody can get it, man. We ready.
I think that that's fair. Didn't you say that you had a treat for us?
We like treats.
Oh, yeah. You want a little treat? A little treat here from this is interesting. I would like your – I will ask you guys the question before I play the audio. But the question is, why do you think Caleb Williams reacted this way? What he was asked about, I believe it was Adam Hoge, and I left the question on there. But he was asked, hey, man, you know, are you watching – the Netflix quarterback special, which does at times feature Ben Johnson. So here's Caleb on that.
Caleb, did you watch the quarterback show on Netflix? Didn't?
Nope.
I was going to ask you guys if any takeaways from Ben Johnson.
I watched it.
What did you learn from not watching it?
Keep going. Next play.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good man.
I would recommend.
Why,
that
guys,
he,
was he so? Why did he? Why was he so playfully defiant about watching the quarterback show where his head coach is featured?
I would recommend. Does he want to know everything? Watch it.
Well, do you think he actually did watch it and he's lying and saying nope? I mean, why? Yeah, why is he playfully defiant about not watching? Because like,
there's a lot he could learn about Ben Johnson, the quarterback position overall, and what was expected of Jared Goff.
Well.
That's it. The Goff factor. Like maybe he doesn't want to have anything to do with any comparisons to Goff.
Well,
too damn bad because they're going to happen.
Well, but he's got the source to actually talk with. How about this? How about I wonder, and they should follow up on this at some point. I wonder if Ben Johnson told him not to watch it. Like, hey, man, don't watch it. That's manicured TV. That is not real. That's not process. You and I, we'll work on process. Let's do that as opposed to you watching and thinking you got to do what Jared did. He's 3 years in my system. I could see Ben Johnson saying, let's focus on what you and I are doing as opposed to the entertainment product. Couldn't you see
I'll
that?
Ask Ben I will ask Ben Johnson if that is, you know, if he encourages players to watch him in Netflix or if he just thinks it's a silly, you know, entertainment piece that players shouldn't pay attention to.
And now we're getting to the point where we have to ask him if he has stock in Netflix because
he keeps going there. But I could see him. Caleb's doing what Ben says, you know.
So that's true.
I could see him following that mandate.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there is a few other things here, guys. Ryan Poles, really interesting day with Ryan Poles. He did not take questions today. And like I've been covering the Bears since 2018. There are a lot of guys in the media room, including, you know, Dan Wiederer, who's been covering the Bears since, you know, 2012, 2013. And Dan told me today that this is the first time that he's ever showed up at training camp and the general manager, whomever it was, did not take questions. You know, he did make a statement. He cleared some things up with the injuries that I told you about. He did say in about his contract, all he said was in terms of the contract that came out while we were on break, he says he's not going to go into the details, but then he praised the people that supported him, the people that work with him, the people that work for him, the people for whom he works. But then he quickly got back to, but this is all about, you know, what the football team needs. So again, they are dodging the question or putting it on record that he ever got a contract extension. So I don't understand it. I don't understand.
It's Ben's show, Mark. It's Ben Johnson's show, and that's the point of today. We had a good conversation about this at 3 o'clock. Listeners ought to use the rewind function. I enjoyed our conversation about it because I think that's very, very intentional. The head coach is the boss now.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Right. Like let's gloss over this, but I mean at some point in time, like it's okay to take a bow and to say, and I don't know if they were afraid of the negative reaction or the questions that might have come his way. all of that stuff, but we just didn't get a lot of clarity on that. A couple other things I know you guys got to get out of here, but did not mention that the Bears did sign a couple of players. They signed a veteran, a name that is probably familiar to people. They signed a cornerback, Trey Flowers, 7-year vet, 95 games in his career, 44 starts. They also signed a pass rusher in Tano Enyo, Pasenio, I knew I was going to botch that, but they get him in here. He played in New Orleans, where Dennis Allen coached. He played in Kansas City, where Ryan Poles was what's roaming. So you have those two guys added to the roster as well. And I think I told you that Braxton Jones and Colson Loveland should be good to go when the Bears have their first practice tomorrow. And we will hear from Dennis Allen tomorrow as well.
Ooh, I like that. I can't wait to hear you guys talk and chop things up with him. Groats, we appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Bye, guys. Bears.